everybody, and welcome to a special Reader's Codex episode of the Reader's Quadrant. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Samantha.
And today we're going to be discussing Chapter 16 of Fourth Wing from Zayden's point of view. So, if you have it, if you don't have the holiday edition of Fourth Wing, be sure to go to Rebecca Yaros' website. We'll post the link in our show notes because she's posted the bonus chapters from Fourth Wing there for you to read for free. So,
which is awesome.
Yes. Do that before you listen to the episode so you know exactly what we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. So we don't get to see all of Chapter 16 from Zayden's POV. It's pretty much picking up once Dane takes Violet away from her friends, which, yuck. But we start off with Dane saying, "Don't you see what happened, what Zayden's done?" But I do like that Zayden here thinks that Dane is panicking like the infantry soldier he should have been. But yeah. Wow, like an unnecessary dig at the infantry.
Yeah, and I also like, as Scale loves to remind me, dragons are not concerned with the opinions of the sheep.
That just reminds me of Twilight.
Oh, well.
Right? Isn't it? A lion does not, I do not remember the quote. Now this is going to bug me. I need to look it up. Concern himself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't concern, yeah.
Concern itself with the opinion of sheep. That's from Twilight, right?
I think it's just like
I think it's saying. Just a quote, but I swear it's in Twilight. Or maybe I'm completely wrong.
No, Jesus.
That's from Game of Thrones. Oh my god, I'm so stupid. It's the Lannisters. Oh my god.
That's funny.
It's Tywin Lannister. Oh my god. It makes sense why he would say that.
Also, we'll get into this in a second, but in this next paragraph, Zayden is noting where Dane's touching Violet, and it's right by where Tywin sliced into her arm. Mm-hmm. Or as Zayden puts it, that limp dick first year.
And I like how he says, "An unexplainable rage pumps into my veins like little shards of ice." Unexplainable my ass, like.
Yeah. But this right here, he slams down his shields like he does anytime he's near anyone, let alone a memory reader. And right here is when Violet felt her scalp prickle. It wasn't until right before Zayden spoke.
Yeah. They just have a connection.
I still think it's she's sensing his shields.
Maybe. You may be right.
We were talking about that off mic. I think the scalp prickle that Violet feels is actually Zayden's shields rather than his second signet, because there are certain times where her scalp prickles and he's nearby, but it doesn't make sense for him to be using his second signet, whereas he's, as far as we know, the only, if not one of the few people that uses the mental shields in the way that he does.
Mm-hmm. I like this part. So Dane is accusing Zayden of manipulating the threshing, and Zayden's like, "Of all the laws I break around here, that's the one he goes with." Like, he's so sassy.
I like how he constantly refers to Violet mentally as violence. He doesn't ever, like, even just to himself, call her Violet. It's all
he calls her
violence.
Sorengale or violence.
Yep.
And then I like how he's like, "Is that an official accusation?" And he's like, "Gods, please give me a reason to beat the pompous codex-loving shit out of him." You know what I like about this? It implies that Zayden also knows the codex, like, front to back.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Yeah, because he there's needs no to stay way, in line. Yeah, there's no way he would have himself or anybody else who is one of the marked ones get caught doing something super trivial that could get them kicked out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I guarantee he knows it front and back.
And we get some Scale interaction here. She says, "He's nothing but an irritant. Have some self-control." Zayden's like her affection for the little golden dragon isn't what put us in this fucking situation.
And then Zayden gets distracted by Violet's body.
Her quote-unquote tight curves.
Yep. And she's apparently looking at him with fear.
Yeah, interesting here, because we were talking about the lack of red in Jack's eyes in the other chapter 16. And here Zayden notes that the fire in her eyes makes her eyes appear more amber than blue. in the moonlight.
Hmm. Yeah. Which, was she afraid when we read this part before? I don't think she was.
No. I think he's misreading her emotions here.
I agree. Now I'm looking back.
Okay, so while you're doing that, this is where we move on to Zayden saying that, oh yeah, I saw her outnumbered and already wounded. I saw her take on three people, and she was reckless. And he says, I make the monumental mistake of looking at her, and the rigid hold I keep on my temper slips. She could have died out there. She almost did, right in front of me. So this is why he loses control and says, well, the fuck aware, because... Yes.
Also, I just looked back.
Yeah.
When he is noting that fear in her eyes, if I'm lining this up correctly... That's when she realized that he wasn't going to kill her.
Yeah, so that he was misreading that. Totally.
So he was 100% misreading that.
Such a man move.
He says that was right after...
I think it's more shock.
So it's right before Dane says, did you step in? And she said that's right before that is when she's having that realization. So.
Yeah, interesting. And so then we get to the point where Zayden says, what you should be asking is if Scale saw it too, like saw the fight. And then Scale's like, you did not just bring me into this nonsense.
I love her so much.
That sounds like something I would say. And then this is the line that Sam likes. Since when do you get emotional over human women?
It's pretty great. This whole thing is pretty great. Every time Scale speaks, it's just amazing.
So we get more of the conversation that we already saw in the original chapter between Dane and Zayden, where Zayden's like, Sorengale's the last person I'd ever want to be chained to me.
In one second.
Yeah, go ahead.
In one second, he changed from, maybe I'll kill her, or maybe I won't, to protect her at all costs.
Yeah, because he could die now from this. He says, I had no choice in this. Tarn made my decision for me. And then he gives Dane some credit here because he steps into his space and Dane doesn't retreat, which it does say something. Like, Dane's not easily intimidated. But Zayden says his silence is fucking delicious. Saying more to incriminate him than I ever could because he wants Dane to admit that he wouldn't have done anything to save Violet in this situation.
Yeah. Yeah, and he doesn't, which I didn't even notice, he does call her his precious little Violet.
And and that's the only time he uses Violet.
Yeah, and he knows here that it's weird to say it. And then Scale's like, this is cruel, even for you. And she's kind of amused by it.
Yeah, I just like Zayden. It's unfortunate that it hurts her, but she's going to have to toughen up to survive our partnership. And Eidos can't be anywhere around us. And Scale's like, oh, so we're not discussing that you were already moving when Tarn landed, that had he not arrived you'd be guilty of the very thing the colonel's offspring accuses you of doing. And Zayden's like, I moved on instinct to protect. And she's like, let's not embarrass each other by letting you finish that sentence.
And this whole conversation is happening with Dane not actually saying anything.
Yeah, he's basically having this argument in his head while he's staring Dane down. Like, think about that. That's so funny to me.
It's pretty, yeah. And I'm like, oh, seems like I fucking hate when she does that, when Scale just basically ends it, the conversation.
Mm. Yeah. So, yeah, he's asked Dane, would you have bent the rules to save Violet? And Dane isn't saying anything at all.
Mm-hmm. And then Zayden, then after Dane admits he wouldn't have done anything, he calls him a rule-loving coward, which isn't wrong.
That's not true. He calls him a fucking rule-loving coward.
Fair. Fair. And he says she's half his size and 1,000 times braver. Talk about a disproportionate relationship.
It was just, like, funny because you could say the same thing about her and Zayden. Disproportionate.
Although I disagree in 1,000 times braver though with her and Zayden.
Yeah,
she's half Zayden's size, but I think that they're...
I was talking just physically disproportionate.
Oh yes. And then he tries to he notes that Violet looks devastated.
I just like, shit, what is that uncomfortable weight sitting in my lungs? Is that... no, it can't be guilt.
What is this guilt? What is this feeling? Yes, I like Wicked. It's a good musical.
It is. I'm so excited. Although, okay, I'm so excited for the movie, but upset that I have to watch Ariana Grande and Ethan Slater in it.
I don't know. I'll still watch it.
I'll still watch it too. I'm not saying I won't. But I'll feel the tiniest bit conflicted about it.
At least it doesn't have fucking Pete Davidson in it.
Yeah, well.
God. I don't like him.
So, okay. The dragons are returning. Get back to formation, squad leader. And then Zayden says, Ito scurries away like a little rat he is. And Zayden and I are on the same wavelength here. We're feeling the same things.
Mm-hmm.
Towards Dane.
And then Violet, when she asks him why he did that, and she says, forget it, and then walks away. He's just like, he's basically saying, like, the fuck?
Yeah.
And then he says, swear to Amari, which... This is only the second time we've ever heard about Amari. And if we remember, Amari is the queen of the gods that Violet said Rhiannon looks like,
yeah.
So I just thought that was interesting.
Interesting. So Zayden tells Violet she puts too much faith in him, and knowing who to trust is the only thing that'll keep her alive, like, or keep us alive. And this is where Violet says, there is no us. And then I remember how Sam pointed out that Zayden, like, moved Violet out of the way of a collision with another rider. And he says, it causes his heart to jolt. Yesterday, I might not have cared. Today, her blood is my blood. You are the blood of my blood. Lots of Game of Thrones happening here.
I like his here, though. Is this what it's going to be like trying to keep this woman alive? She'll stand up to three armed bullies to defend the smallest dragon, but she won't watch where the fuck she's walking.
Honestly, same. Although I wouldn't have stood up against three bullies, but I don't watch where I'm walking. That's why I'm injured constantly.
It's pretty great.
And then we get another god mention here, right? What in Dun's name is wrong with me?
Which, have we heard of Dun yet?
I don't know.
Or Dune. Is it Dun or Dune?
I'm saying Dun because it's like the Dun brothers in Daisy Jones and the Six.
Okay.
Let me see. I'm assuming we have because we don't get a description.
Fair.
Goddess of strength and war.
God or goddess?
Goddess.
Oh, okay. Interesting. So Scale then makes fun of Zayden again. And she says, now who's getting mushy? And he says, attracted and mushy aren't the same thing.
And he's like, I'm already pissed at myself for the first, and I'm sure as hell not slipping into the second.
Oh, just wait.
It's too good. And then he notices when her lips part, and he's like, and I'm definitely not thinking about her mouth.
Or her ass.
Or the best angle to kiss her. But he totally is. So they go on and they talk about Unbonded, and then Garrick heads over to Zayden, and he shakes his head, thinking that any news from last night's mission has to wait. And Zayden thinks to Scale, of all the people in the quadrant, Taran had to bond Soren Gale. And Scale's like, feel free to question his motives.
He's like, hell no, I prefer my head attached. He's one surly motherfucker.
So talking about, not wrong. Yeah. Violet and Zayden are talking about the Unbonded and how she is target number one.
Yes, which we talked about before. And then we get another Scale and...
Yeah, Scale says he knows exactly how much you dislike her and how often you stare. And Zayden's like, I will volunteer for every cold weather mission in existence if you... And the Scale says, rude.
Rude.
As if your inability to control your own hormones should result in my discomfort.
She mentally shudders. Ugh. Ruthless as vicious as my girl might be, she draws a line at the cold unless we're flying for Arisha. Fair. I'm with Scale on that.
Yeah. So then Zayden's talking to Violet and his gaze roams down her entire body. And he's like, there's absolutely nothing to dislike about what I see. And then Amari again here.
Mm-hmm.
If Amari herself ever designed a woman with my downfall in mind, well, fuck. Sharp, soft skin, sharp mind, fierce temper, deadly with a dagger, brave to a fault, and utterly unruffled.
And he says, maybe that's exactly what she is, his downfall. And since that was his motivation, kind of at the end of Iron Flame.
Yeah, it's not wrong.
It's not wrong.
So Scale's like, she's 2 years your junior and in your chain of command. And then Zayden's like, and you're 50 years younger than Tarn. Your point? So I think Zayden's really impressed by how unfazed Violet is by this whole, oh, the unbonded are coming for you.
Yeah.
Situation.
And then Tarna and Darna come back. And I just love how Zayden describes Tarn as the monstrosity scale calls a mate.
And he just, he like shuffles away.
He's like, nope, nope, nope.
So then Garrick is standing off to the side with Krag, or who Sam and I refer to as Craig.
He's Craig.
But Krag means pain in Gaelic. So I don't like what that is foreshadowing at all for that Garrick.
It's foreshadowing. I mean, these dragons, there's one whose name means blood teeth.
Yeah, and what could that mean? I'm just saying, pain, not great. And Garrick's like, so, you and the general's daughter.
Also, we should note, Krag is a brown scorpion tail. I don't think we said that.
Yeah, scorpion tail. I think that's one of the more unusual.
Yeah.
So, General Melgrin is there, and Zayden's skin crawls. He thinks of him as a fucking murderer.
Yeah.
Which, fair.
Yeah, because he is.
He's like, I don't need to listen to what he's saying because Tarn's going to get his way. She's going to bond both dragons. And so Garrick asks Zayden, is this going to be a problem? And Zayden's like, no. And Garrick's like,
right.
Right. And he's like, I'm fine. And so Garrick's like, I've seen corpses more fine than you.
Of course corpses are fine. They have nothing to worry about.
Honestly, the back and forth these two have is so funny.
They're brothers.
So Zayden lowers a shield to feel for his bond. So there's a hard sapphire one that he always shares with Scales locked into place. Then he notices there's two new ones. The onyx is Tarn, and the other is a glimmering strand of silver, like the ends of her hair. And we know how much Zayden loves her hair.
He does.
And so this is the second point in time where in the regular chapter, Violet scalp prickles. Mm-hmm. So this is the shield's situation.
The shield's going
again.
Back up.
And so Garrick's like, guess we'll need to keep her alive.
He notes that General Sorengale steps forward to give her yearly speech about family, even though she threw hers to the dragons.
Oh.
That's damn.
Is he just talking about Violet? Or is he talking about Brennan?
I would imagine all three.
Or does he know something about her father?
I think he's talking about her children. I think we would know if the dragons were involved in her father's death.
Maybe. So Zayden's thinking, like, how am I going to keep her alive when he doesn't even know really what's going on in her year? And this is when he sees Liam, who he calls his foster brother.
Oh.
Standing in front of his new red dagger tail. And he's like, maybe I should move Liam into her squad. He's the best in his year. I trained him to fight, so I know he's capable of protecting her. And then Garrick, love him for this. He's like, or, you know, you could give her the chance to make it on her own first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then Garrick's like, if that's the route you choose, everyone likes Liam. So hopefully she will too. And she does. Yeah. Everyone loves Liam.
Yeah.
And Zane's like, she'll like him. But he doesn't necessarily like that thought.
And then Garrick, don't worry, he won't fuck her.
Zane's like, why would I care if he... But... The words die on his tongue as Dane walks behind Violet and reaches for her back. That asshole's unlacing her armor. Because he's gonna look at her like a mark.
Yeah.
He's like, I breathe in through my nose and out through my mouth to quell the quickly rising nausea. Oh, it's too funny.
Garrick's like, relax. He's lacing her back up. See? She's already turning around.
Like, Garrick is so in tune to everything that Zayden is thinking and feeling. Like, mm-hmm. He sees right through his bullshit.
Oh, and right here, Sorengale turns in his arms and he lifts his hands to her face. No doubt he's pilfering through her memories to see if I actually interfered.
How does Zayden, how does Zayden know Dane's signet?
I'm guessing he has that kind of clearance.
Or uses the shadows. I guess he could know anything.
Yeah.
And then Garrick's like, nothing to, oh shit. As Dane lowers his head and kisses Violet. And Zayden says, fire rushes through his veins and shadows spasm around me, distorting my vision for a second. Like, he's mad. He's big mad.
Mm-hmm. Dane fucking Edos has his mouth on my violence.
Oh, then he's like, oh, well, not mine.
Then he calls him a snot-nosed asswipe.
Oh, this is just, it's just too good. And then Garrick's like, are you all right?
He's like, damn, you all right over there?
And then Zayden has to pin his feet to the field with shadows to keep from marching over there and basically beating the shit out of Dane. How fucking dare he kiss the mouth he wouldn't bend a rule to protect? Fair.
When I would. This goes, yes, what would you do?
Hey, what wouldn't I do?
You're looking like a little green. Garrick laughs at him.
And then he knows that Dane's grinning down at Violet, but she isn't returning the sentiment. And I fucking love this part. Soringale looks like she just accidentally kissed her cousin and can't retreat fast enough. It's too good.
Talk about awkward.
Because we just discussed Violet in the original chapter saying, it was everything I wanted, but I don't want it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then Zayden, or Garrick points out, in 20 years, I don't think I've ever seen you jealous before. This is amazing. Zayden actually does some self-reflection here, and he's like, that's exactly what this feeling is. Jealousy.
And he's like, I need to stay away from her as far as possible. And Scale goes, but you won't.
And Dane wants to, like, flip her off, but he thinks that she'd bite his finger off just because she could. Although she'd have to be very precise to do that.
I mean, she's precise. Remember his scar?
Yeah, exactly. But fun little bonus chapter. Not a ton to it, but I mean, it's enjoyable. I love Garrick and Zayden's relationship and friendship. I think it's so funny.
Yeah.
And which I just, like, go ahead. Worries me that something's going to happen to him.
I think it'll be all right. I hope it'll be all right. But we do get, you know, a little bit more of some information. You know, we learned that Garrick was on a mission the night before.
Yep. So
something with that. And just kind of a little bit more about also Scale and Tarn's relationship. Like how we learned that she's 50 years younger.
Yep. And how Zayden feels about Melgren.
Mm-hmm.
And how Zayden feels about Tarn.
It's pretty great. The monstrosity.
And we learn how Zayden's shields work and how he views his bonds. Things like the little things like that.
Yeah, I liked his mental image of his bonds with the sapphire, you know, the
onyx and the silver.
Yeah. I find it interesting that he doesn't have one with Indarna, too.
Hmm. Oh, but they're not mated.
No, but she's still bonded to both Tarn and Violet.
Yeah, but I think Tarn and Indarna could speak regardless of whether or not they were bonded to Violet.
Mm, fair. But I also like how this bond leads to the can you tell Tarn to tell Scale to tell Zayden?
Anyways, that will be our last bonus chapter episode of Fourth Wing, but not our last Zayden episode.
Yes, it's our last bonus chapter, but we may have more bonus episodes.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like our last bonus chapter, because she only had two bonus chapters for Fourth Wing.
Ooh.
But I mean, hopefully there'll be more bonus episodes while we're going through. I'm hoping it'll be like there'll be like a release date episode and like a title episode about Imperium number 3, things like that. But we hope you've enjoyed this little, quick little episode about Zayden's POV for chapter 16 of Fourth Wing. Please rate, review, and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your podcasts. Follow us on Instagram at Readers Quadrant Podcast and join us on Discord. It's a lot of fun. We'll post a link in our stories.
Yep. So thank you all so much for listening. And remember, the right way isn't the only way. Bye. Bye.
We would like to thank Kevin MacLeod for the use of his song, The Pyre, for our intro and outro music.